Hello, and welcome back to the Dadpreneur Podcast. I'm your host, as always, Zach Brinkman, having a fabulous Wednesday morning. How's everybody else doing out there today? You know, guys, I've been doing topics a lot. I'm just going to kind of free flow today a little bit and just talk about life a little bit. And you know, finding that balance and finding the things that really mean and matter the most to us in our lives, and not trying to cover up what's really going on, right? And be out there and open. And, you know, I've been working really, really hard at starting this podcast and doing some other side projects and working on myself. And we all need a little bit more of that in our lives. I know I surely did. The last 10 years of my life, the last 8 years of my life, I really never really focused on working on myself. And it was always working on somebody else's dreams and somebody else's aspirations. And really, you know, holding back from what I really wanted in my world, which is to really honestly help get us to a better place in our lives. And so now I finally took that step, right? I finally took that step and put it all out there and started this podcast and hired coaches to help me along with what I couldn't figure out on my own. Or not so much what I couldn't figure out on my own, but what I, you know, would have taken me a lot longer. And as I know all of you are very aware of, our time is so valuable, and our times are only asset that can't be replenished. You can replenish your bank account, you can replenish your love life, but you can never get back the time. So it's been quite a journey for me in getting this done. And then, you know, I was already so just full and busy with life and my own company and being a father and a husband that I always had some kind of excuse of why I couldn't go after what I really wanted to do, you know. And I made a vow to myself at the beginning of the year that I was going to start going after my passion a little bit more. I was going to put myself in more uncomfortable situations and more uncomfortable conversations and really get down to my true self and be authentic. And it brought me to that point of wanting to help. I've always been a helper. I've always kind of been a mediator in my family. From my, you know, my mom and father were never really together. I came along, so there was a lot of animosity on both sides, and then there was me, right? And I was the one that was good with everybody, but had to listen to all the bad stuff about everybody else, right? About what they should do and what they could do, and I had to kind of keep it on an even keel. So I got to love everybody that, you know, was in my life, and got to spend time with these people that I truly loved and admired, right? And didn't step back and choose sides, because when we choose sides, guys, we gotta be really, really careful on what's really going on, because especially as kids, right? Especially as me as a kid, I had to be really careful on what, because I only got one side of the story, right? Most of the time, you know, and then I get the other side of the story, and then, you know, we got to kind of decipher in between what's truth and what's not truth, and what's coming out of anger and what's coming out of love. And it's formed, you know, created the person I am today. And I have a huge heart that's got me into trouble sometimes, got me out of trouble sometimes. But I've also been a little bit of a pushover in my life and let people make decisions for me that I didn't always really go along with, but went along with just because I didn't want to maybe hurt feelings, right? And it's really, you know, thrown some curveballs at me in my life. And it's been a journey, it's been a ride, but I wouldn't change any of it for the world because it has made me the person I am today, right? And so at the beginning of the year, right, I made that vow, and then I really made another vow. If I wanted to help 10 people a day, and you know, however that may look, right? And from there, I started doing some social media stuff and doing some posts on Facebook and Instagram, and really just kind of showing an authentic me of, you know, how I would go about trying to help out this world and what has created my life to be what it is. I live a very, very blessed life. But I've had some really, really dark moments, and I've had some really, really shiny moments, and to balance them out, we're all going through dark stuff and good stuff all the time. And some things we just can't change. We can't change people's feelings. We can't change their minds sometimes, you know, but, to really try and do the best you can do and be the truest person to yourself will just make you have a better life, right? We work on ourselves and we become better people. We in turn get to live a better life, and it's hard, right? I was married young. And really young, and I had my first son, kind of young. I was 24, so but I was still a kid, right? It changed my world, but I got divorced from his mother. You know, we didn't see eye to eye. There was a lot of yelling, screaming, drama stuff that I didn't want my kid to be around. But at the same time, when I had my son, I wanted to make that commitment to myself, for my father was never really there. I mean, he was a fly-by-night kind of guy. He was around till I was about 12, in and out. I may see him once every couple weeks, and for short periods of time. But when I had my son, my first son, I made that other vow to myself that I would never, never, ever leave his side. And when things got rocky, I tried to hash it out, and it hurt me, and it hurt me, and I tried to make things work when it wasn't working. Because as we got older, you know, we grow apart. A gentleman told me a couple weeks ago, right, and one of my neighbors, a really good guy, but he's like, he's a sports fitness coach and a golf coach, and he sees a lot of people, and he's been around a long time. But I mean, he's trying to tell his kids, you know, recommend, you know, don't try to settle down and don't try to find, you know, the person that you want to spend the rest of your life with until you really figured out who you are. And it resonated with me really well, because I tried to figure out, I tried to, you know, make somebody different, and you can't change people. And it really wasted a lot of my valuable time. I have a beautiful, beautiful son out of it that I love more than anything in the world. And I have full custody of him now. She moved away. She's back east somewhere. I think I've mentioned this before, but, I have full custody of my son, and he is my world. And I have an amazing wife now that I have my second son with. And she's such a good, loving, caring stepmother, to my oldest, right? She's the, she's the little marshal though as well. She keeps us all in check, and I couldn't live my life and do the things that I do without her. Now, and it's really just she's my rock. She's my angel. She's my guiding light, and she helps ground me. I'm a fun guy. I like to have fun. I like to kind of not worry about stuff and have that feeling that, you know, everything will work itself out one way or another. And she's kind of the opposite. She's very frugal. She's very serious. And she does like to have fun though too. And we have a lot of fun together, and I've really created a beautiful life by being able to, you know, trick her into loving me. But it's not tricking. She truly does love me with all her heart, and she has my back 100%, and I don't know where I'd be without her. But to be a step parent, right, it's trying, and it's hard, and it's just one of those many responsibilities that sometimes we take on as we get older in life, that we didn't think maybe so much was going to happen. Maybe the life wasn't planned out quite the way we expected it to be, you know, but everything changes all the time. And we're on this roller coaster of life, and to be true and honest with yourself and to yourself is so important, because when you're fake, you can only be fake for so long. You cannot fake it forever, right? Your truth will come out. So put it out there in the beginning. Put it out there on Front Street, you know, and find that person, and find that one that makes you stronger. But you know what? I also have buddies that, you know, they're single and they've been single forever, and they live pretty cool, awesome lives. A couple of them have kids and they're just absolutely amazing fathers. But you know, they just don't ever want to settle down and have to answer to somebody, because with a spouse, you're responsible for other people's feelings and how you care about people, right? And that's a big thing, and that's, you know, some of the things that ruin marriages and ruin relationships and ruin lives is not caring about how the other person feels. So yeah, I went on a little bit of a rant. Told you I was just going to kind of take the gloves off and spit some truth out here today. But yeah, it's not all sunshine and rainbows all the time. But they are coming. And the more we work on ourselves, the better off we're going to be in the end. Work on yourself a little bit. You'll be amazed on how much further you'll get. Just a little bit of time is all it takes. Right? So I'm your host, Zach Brinkman. This was the Dadpreneur Podcast. Thank you so much. Stay positive. Keep smiling, guys. I'll talk to you soon.